All right. Thank you all for being here. It's great to be with you. Always great to be in the St. Louis region. And Jason Rosenbaum's here. Good to see you. Yeah. Jason and I have a little debate going about whether or not I'm a millennial. Anyway, we'll talk about that more later. Jason says no. Speaking of which, I've got two special people here with me today. My parents are here. Ron and Jenny Holly are here, right back here in the back. Reporters, you are not allowed to talk to my mother and ask her questions. She is not available for questions afterwards. No, I'm just kidding. It's great here to be with you. And look, we have 68 days from today until we send Claire McCaskill home. What do you think about that? Now, as you know, a few weeks ago when we won the primary, I challenged Senator McCaskill to come and debate me. I said, let's debate everywhere around the state. Let's debate now. Let's debate often. Let's debate everywhere. And we've got this trailer right here. We've been pulling it with us all over the state. We've been to every corner of this state over the last 3 weeks. I brought the trailer with me everywhere that I've gone, and Senator McCaskill has yet to accept my invitation and actually come here to debate. I said, look, we don't need a studio or moderators or any of that stuff. We've got two podiums right here. I'm ready to stand and answer questions. I said, let's come right up to this stage, and in the best traditions of our country, let's let the people decide for themselves. Because you know what? There are outside groups, including Senator Chuck Schumer from the state of New York, pouring millions and millions of dollars into this race, trying to buy it for Senator McCaskill. You know what the best way is, the best antidote to that, is to let the voters hear from us directly. And I said, I am available anytime, anywhere. I even said to Senator McCaskill, listen, I'll make this easy for you. I will pull this trailer to the nearest airport tarmac of your choosing, and you can land your plane and come off of the plane and come right here to the trailer, and we will debate because we have significant issues to debate. Now, yesterday or day before, Senator McCaskill said that she couldn't debate. Her spokesperson said she couldn't debate because she needed permission from the majority leader in the United States Senate. They said, you know, she needs permission from the majority leader to be able to debate. And, of course, she'd asked Chuck Schumer for permission to be able to sit down with Judge Kavanaugh, President Trump's nomination to the Supreme Court. So I said, listen, I'll help you out. So today I wrote a letter to Senator Chuck Schumer, and I copied in the majority leader, Mitch McConnell. And I wrote him, and I wrote it on behalf of Claire, and I said, listen, Claire says that she needs your permission to do stuff, like everything, like her job. So I said, would you please give Senator McCaskill permission? Senator Schumer, I know you know Claire well. You vacationed together. They've been to Cancun together. He's been on her plane. I mean, seriously. So I said, listen, would you please give Claire McCaskill permission to actually do her job, come to this stage and debate? Would you give her permission to vote yes on Judge Kavanaugh? Would you give her permission to build the wall? Would you give her permission to actually stand up and support our farmers? And so we'll see. I'm waiting to hear from Senator Schumer. But apparently, I can't remember another senator from this state who has ever asked party bosses for permission to do their job. And I frankly think it's a little embarrassing. A senator from Missouri shouldn't ask anybody for permission to represent the people of Missouri. Do you agree with that? And I think it's time we had somebody who's not going to ask permission, but somebody who is going to stand up and represent the interests of the state. You know what? 68 days to Election Day, but less than a week now to the beginning of the hearings on the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. This president has nominated a Supreme Court judge somebody to be on the Supreme Court who is pro-Constitution, who believes in the liberties of the people, who believes that the Constitution ought to be applied the way the people wrote it. And I tell you what, there is no more important decision that a U.S. senator makes than a decision to vote on a Supreme Court justice. And Senator McCaskill has that responsibility. Look, all of our most important values, all of the biggest issues that we face as a country are right now at issue at the United States Supreme Court. How about immigration? I mean, Senator McCaskill has voted for judges who want to throw open our borders, judges who say that the federal government should be forced to help illegal immigrant teenagers get abortions, judges who say that the Second Amendment is not an individual right to keep and bear arms, judges who want to take away our religious liberty rights. Those are the judges who she has supported over the years. Every single liberal judge Barack Obama nominated, she supported. And now she's got the chance to stand up and actually vote yes on a pro-Constitution judge. Problem is, she's 0 for 5 at the United States Supreme Court. She has had five chances to get it right on a Supreme Court justice. She's wrong every single time. She was wrong on Justice Gorsuch. She voted no. She was wrong on Justice Alito. She opposed him. And yet she was for every one of Barack Obama's far-left liberal nominees. Well, she is going to have to answer to the people of Missouri for this choice, and so I challenge her again. Senator McCaskill, announce your support for Judge Kavanaugh. This state voted for the President of the United States by almost 20 points. 20 points! And a big part of that was this state wants pro-Constitution conservative judges on the bench. She should respect the wishes of the people of this state, pledge to vote yes on Judge Kavanaugh. She should challenge her party to vote yes. She should be out there leading the charge. She should be out there saying, listen, I've got to do what's in the best interest of my state. I've got to do what the voters of my state want. She should be standing up to her party and saying, we've got to support Judge Kavanaugh. That would be independence. That would be leadership. That's exactly what she's not doing. She's failed. She's already failed at it. Listen, this Supreme Court nominee is going to tip the balance of the court. And all those issues we talked about, from immigration to the Second Amendment to religious liberty, every single one of those is in the balance. And every single one of those is on the ballot this November. Do you know that this is the most important Senate race in America? This race is going to determine control of the United States Senate. This race is. And the real question in this race is, whose values and whose way of life is going to set the future of this country? Is it going to be the people who contribute to Senator McCaskill? Is it going to be the Hollywood liberals? Is it going to be Wall Street? Is it going to be the DC donor class? Are they going to be the ones who determine our future? Or is it going to be the people of Missouri? Is it going to be our values? Is it going to be our way of life? Is it going to be our churches and our communities and our schools and our homes, the way we live together? Are we going to be the ones who set the future of this country? You know, I know that we're called flyover country all the time, and Senator McCaskill literally flies over us all the time in her plane on her way out to Hollywood to meet with Barack Obama and raise millions of dollars and spend them in our state. But you know what? We're not flyover country. We are the heart of America. We are the best of America. And this November, our choice is going to determine the future of America. Let's go make it count. Thank you so much for being here.